Salaam alaikum and welcome to Reflect, Diving a Little Deeper. Like with all other aspects in Islam, the wudu also bears an exoteric, outer, and an esoteric, inner dimension. What is the philosophy underlying the wudu, and why is it associated with so much spiritual value and growth? How does the spirit grow through physical rituals? The holy texts have described the wudu as a light from within, but why? In Islam, according to the logic of several verses and numerous traditions, one extrapolates, understands, and observes that whilst with every verse of the Quran, there's an outer, exoteric, external, outwardly, zahiri, letter of the law, dimension, layer, and meaning, there exists simultaneously an inner, esoteric, internal, inwardly, batini, spirit of the law, dimension, layer, and meaning. This philosophy and secret applies to all of Allah's words, all of Allah's messenger's words, his assigned rituals, supplications, ethics, and doctrinal articles of faith. So one must appreciate that with every verse, tradition, ritual, ethic, doctrinal article or jurisprudential ruling, it contains a dhahir and a batin. It's one reality, but this reality is multidimensional. And what's even more important to acknowledge is the fact that the dhahir and the batin of any given verse, tradition, ritual, ethic, legal ruling or doctrinal article, they're inseparable. A dhahir minus batin approach adopted by dangerous literalist movements, or a batin minus dhahir approach adopted by pseudo-Sufis, is a contradiction in terms. One cannot and should not suffice with one dimension and be oblivious to the other. Sufficing with the outwardly dimension is tantamount to a spiritless corpse. There is no life, no dynamicity. It's dead. One must take care, because with every physical movement and action one accomplishes, there arises within our souls an inner movement. You are your actions. Inna dunya mazra'atul akhirah. This world, it's the hereafter's farmyard. But you are the farmer. You are the farm. You are the seeds and you are the harvest. It's all you and you are your actions. Think about it. Coming back to the wudu, it's defined esoterically as the purification of the soul from ethical vices and lowly ethical traits, and the purification of the intellect from lowly contemplative pollutions and dilemmas that lead to one's misguidance and misguiding others, and the purification of one's innate nature from seeing other than him. Look how the definition has suddenly expanded in depth. Whilst the intention of the exoteric wudu is subliminal in nature, the intention of the esoteric wudu is not to execute an action that is contrary to Allah's pleasure, whatever that contrariness may be, and to perform all one's actions purely for Allah's sake and not for other than Him, be these actions acts of worship, or simple things like inviting friends, eating, writing a book, and so on. Have you ever invited someone over, but they didn't invite you back, and you became disappointed as a result? I did. Why? Because you didn't invite for Allah's sake. Have you ever had your book stolen from you and then published in another person's name? Actually, yes. Did it disappoint you? Why? And have you ever eaten for the sake of eating? No comment. Every action you carry out must be mentally channelized through a modulating and filtering mechanism that checks whether or not you're doing it to acquire divine pleasure and satisfaction. And this is step two of muraqabah, a self-scrutinizing tool employed in spiritual wayfaring. And what are the conditions and qualifications one requires to succeed in this regard? It's step one, one must constantly endeavour in performing one's Sharia-assigned obligatory injunctive duties and refrain from the Muharramat in Islam. That is step one of Muraqabah. Now, whilst the exoteric wudu starts with physical washing of the face, in the esoteric wudu, the washing of the face is tantamount to the cleansing of the heart's face from worldly affinities. My house, my car, my spouse, my certificate, my honor, my status, my wealth. I did this, I did that. And the cleansing of the heart's face from all that is in the world, i.e. seeing the sun minus Allah, moon minus Allah, plants minus Allah, animals minus Allah. Chapter 2, verse 115, فَأَيْنَمَا تُوَلُّوا فَثَمَّ وَجْهُ اللَّهِ. And hence, whichever way you turn, there's the face of Allah. But we're blind to this fact and deny seeing Him whilst seeing Him. How? Imagine a clothes shop. Someone sees a hat, another sees a pair of gloves, another sees a pair of trousers, another sees a shirt, but the Sufi sees none of these. He or she sees nothing but thread. Whichever way you turn, there is thread. Some deny it and see mere labels such as hat, gloves, trousers, but some recognize that there is nothing but thread. Seeing the trousers minus thread, gloves minus thread, the shirt minus thread, is a dunya phenomenon which is constructed by you, within you, by your imaginative faculty. The dunya lies within, not outside you. The collection of all these false attributing and predicating my house, my spouse, these are termed by the Quran as dunya. Not the heavens and earth, the dunya, and that lies within you. As the mystics say, the dunya is a decaying carcass, and its seeker a dog, and the seeker and the sword, they're both najis. فَأَعْرِدْ أَمَّنْ تَوَلَّى عَنْ ذِكْرَنَا وَلَمْ يُرِدْ إِلَّا الْحَيَاةَ الدُّنْيَا. And turn away from those who turn away from remembering us, Allah's attributes. They intend nothing but the life of the dunya, an Allah-less life, sufficing with the mere labels and denying the all-encompassing reality. Whilst one is occupied with the physical washing of one's hands and forearms during the exoteric wudu, the esoteric wudu is prescribing us to wash our hands clean from that which is seized upon by them, namely goods, money, good deeds, heaven, and so forth. Don't see these as your own doing. The elbow joints of the forearms are symbolic of causes and means that surround us, such as the doctor's treatment, the grocer's provision of fruits, the car alarm's system, the teacher's teaching, and so on and so forth. But we are to wash ourselves clean from all such causes and assign no independence to them whatsoever, and see the one cause in play all the time, moment to moment, since pre-eternity to post-eternity. Every manifestation is Him in dimension. كُلَّ يَوْمٍ هُو فِي شَان. We thank the doctor, but Allah is Ash-Shafi, the curer. We thank the grocers, but Allah is Ar-Raziq, the sustainer. We thank the teacher, but Allah is Al-Mu'allim. And we appreciate the alarm device, but Allah is Al-Hafidh, the preserver. All around us, it's all His attributes manifesting, but we are blind. Next is the wiping of the head. What does this signify esoterically? Here, we're wiping the esoteric, real, haqiqi head, which is the intellect or soul, wiping over them, checking through them, to see whether or not there still remains, after the preceding stage, any remnants of worldly affinities and love of the dunya. After all, the ahadith state that the love of the dunya is the root to all errors and sins, and we want to eliminate this. According to traditions, abandonment of the love of the dunya is the basis to all acts of worship. And finally, we come to the wiping of the feet, where we cleanse our feet from approaching places which are not on a par with Allah's pleasure and divine obedience. The esoteric feet has been referred to by some mystics as our faculties of knowledge and action, and by other mystics as our appetitive and conquering faculties, the shahwa and qadha. That is, such faculties must be tamed and modulated in such a manner whereby one avoids acting contrary to Allah's satisfaction. Now, after going through all that, imagine one follows this protocol of wudu 5 times a day. Wouldn't that elevate the soul? Traditions describe the wudu as cleansing one's inner darknesses 5 times throughout the day, preserving oneself from concealed impurities. Also, there are numerous traditions mentioning supplications to be read with every component of the wudu. And memorizing them is good, but even better is perceiving them and incorporating them over time. These were just some of the obligatory aspects of the wudu. There are mustahab, recommended aspects to the wudu, such as the gargling of the mouth, inhaling water through the nose, and so on and so forth, each of which contains inner wisdoms. And all this is just on the issue of wudu. The batini worldview applies to all acts of worship. Imam Khomeini rahmatullah alayhi speaks of the ghusl as containing 150 inner esoteric meanings. The rulings of tayammum, menstruation, salat and all its components, fasting, charity, hajj, eating and drinking, wearing clothes, all these have inner esoteric meanings and are to be incorporated in order for us to grow spiritually. Don't miss out. Missing out would be tantamount to wasting one's religion and, God forbid, wasting oneself. This was Reflect, Diving a Little Deeper.